This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Hello, how you doing? Hope you're fine. We've not talked for like some days now, so I'm not here from here. I just want to say happy new month.
Happy new month. Happy new month. Happy new month. Happy new month.
JJ Picari on the...
This month, new love, new joy, new peace and everything. I wish you happy new month. Happy new month. More grace, more funds, more money, more life and everything. I wish you happy new motto. Happy new motto.
JJ, I get back, yeah.
All I need is money and good life. Need to get paid in abundance. Yeah. Me, I just want me and my people to happy. If you not get there, I come down. No one say happy new motto, take a smile. Forget say we go through the other. Yeah. No stress is a good life. Go walk out and pray hard. Money go baku, lako, yeah. We no go need to, lako, yeah. We no go drink, yeah, lako. Money go full for my bank, yeah.
This month, new joy, new peace and everything. I wish you happy new motto. Happy new motto. More goods, more funds, more money, more life and everything. I wish you happy new motto.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to Do The Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African Radio. I am Ayo Deji Femilaya. Welcome to Global Gist. First, let's take the headlines. Debt ceiling and spending bill passes U.S. House, clearing Major Urdo. Ex-Vice President Mike Pence said to launch U.S. presidential bid. Nigeria panic, motorists rush to stock up on fuel as subsidy ends. Now the news in details. The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday passed the consequential legislation package that suspends the debt ceiling while cutting government spending, clearing a crucial bar with partisan support on as Congress races to avert a federal default, with some Republicans voting against the measure over concerns the hard-fought compromise didn't go far enough. It took Democrats, some of whom had their own concerns and also voted no, to secure the majority needed to send the bill to the Senate, which is set to hold its own votes later this week. The goal is to get the bill signed by President Joe Biden before Monday, when U.S. Treasury says it will run out of money to pay its debts. Ever since the deal between House Republicans and the White House emerged over the weekend, lawmakers in both parties have urged members to vote for it despite their misgiving, assessing it was better than the alternative of devastating economic upheaval. Ex-Vice President Mike Pence set to launch U.S. presidential bid. Former United States Vice President Mike Pence is expected to officially announce his presidential campaign in early June, putting him into competition with his old boss, ex-President Donald Trump. On Wednesday, U.S. news outlets, including the Associated Press and Reuters, reported that Pence will launch his bid for the White House on June 7 in the state of Iowa, citing sources familiar with his plans. While Pence has touted his work in the Trump administration, he has had a fraught relationship with Trump himself. For 4 years, he had a close working relationship. Pence wrote in his book, So Help Me God, it did not end well. A congressional panel investigating the riot said it heard testimony that Trump had commented approvingly when members of the mob called to hang Pence for refusing to go along with a scheme to reject electoral college votes. Pence has since denounced Trump's rhetoric as reckless and said that history will judge the former president. Nigeria. Panicked motorists rush to stock up on fuel as subsidy ends. Nigerian President Bola Tinubu has scrapped a decade-long government-funded subsidy that has helped reduce the price of gasoline, leading to long lines at fuel stations on Tuesday as drivers scrambled to stock up before costs rise. As people rush to buy gas in major cities like Abuja and Lagos, marketers have more than doubled the price at the pump from the usual 40 cents per liter, resulting in a surge in the price of transportation. Tinubu announced the removal of the subsidy moment after his inauguration as president on Monday, signaling his administration's plan to finally end an initiative that officials said cost the Nigerian government an estimated 18.39 billion naira daily in 2022. He did not say when it will take effect, but the immediate past government had planned to end the initiative by June 30. Nigeria's oil refineries are struggling, with production sinking to multiple decade low amid massive oil threats. Meaning, African top oil producer depends on imported refined petroleum products. The government, however, pays part of the price per liter to marketers to cover the landing cost and reduce the pump price for consumers. The resulting hike in gasoline price could cause more hardship in a country where many already are struggling to cope with record unemployment and poverty level and inflation that is at an 18-year high. Many thanks for joining us on Global Gist. I am Ayodeji Fomilaye. Stay tuned for more exciting content on Dodo Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African radio.
My money, my life, and everything. I wish you happy new year too. And happy new year,
waiting for life, I give them. New month of grace, man, I'm substance. Blessing is consistent. Oh, original content. Share, you know, I deliver. This new modern believer. All the labor on sign up. Like the sun, we got to shine. This new month go better. For real, blessing go come through. For real. Nobody suffer for it. Blessing go up for it. Mama, I go praise my Lord. My Lord. When blessing come, I go thank my God. Mama, I go refresh my water. I go refresh my water.
This month, new love, new joy, new peace, and everything. I wish you happy new motto. Happy new motto. More grace, more funds, more money, more life, and everything. I wish you happy new motto. Happy new motto.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.